And welcome to the Paraplegics Podcast, episode quattro, and which is four for all my non-English speaking people. And today will be very alien themed, as the movie Arrival came out somewhat recently, and I saw it. Nick, did you see it?
I saw it too.
Oh, good job.
And it was quite the movie.
Oh my lord. I don't want to spoil it too much, because it's, I feel like if you, that's the type of movie you want to know nothing about when you go in. Like, if you, like, I try to know as little as I could, but I think when I saw that the new Harry Potter movie, it came on during trailers, and I was like, no, I don't want to see it. Or was it Harry Potter movie? I don't know, it was some new movie in the theaters, so I couldn't avoid, like, not watching it, so it told me, it told me a little bit about what it was going on, but I didn't really want to know. But all I'm gonna say is that I think it's honestly the best movie I've seen all year.
Movie of the year for you?
Yeah, so far. And just off the top of my head, I'd have to think about it, but it'd be like that one and Hacksaw Ridge, which is funny because they both came out.
Yeah, I'd say recently. I'd say Arrival is probably number one
for Oh my god. I never thought Amy Adams was that great of an actress, but she was pretty prime in that film. Anyways, so that was our movie talk. Now it's on to music, and The Weeknd, or the better pronunciation, The Weeknd, came out with a new album, Starboy.
And it was The Weeknd. Had every characteristic of him.
I thought it was pretty good.
I did too. It's not a appropriate album, I'd say, for children.
I don't think
he goes in depth into a lot of like sexual acts.
Yeah. The one song, Ordinary Life, which is actually, I actually kind of like that song.
Yeah.
Oh, like a good amount. Probably one of my favorites on the album, but that one goes a little more detailed and explicit than I prefer for it to be, but you know, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, so don't listen to it with your parents, I guess. What was your favorite song?
I think probably either Die For You or Starboy.
Yeah, it was either Ordinary Life or Starboy for me. Starboy got released earlier.
Yeah, it was a single.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite.
Yeah, I'm not like I'm not like a huge Weeknd fan, but when I heard that, I was like, yo, this is pretty
good. Yeah, it got me pumped up to listen to the album.
Yeah. But anywho, so give it a listen, especially to Starboy.
Yeah.
That's the best song. You probably heard it though, because it's kind of all over, but
yeah.
Anywho.
SNL.
Now for the best movies of this podcast is best alien movies. So my personal favorite, I'd have to really think about it harder, but the ones that come to mind for me are Aliens, which is the second of the Alien series, which is the one where there are multiple aliens. I think, is that the only one? I think that's the only
Predator
one.
And
no, that one's called Alien vs. Predator.
Okay. Yeah,
Predator. No, that's my, in my opinion, the best of the Alien movies. I like the first Alien, though. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
And also, shout out to Avatar. That one's not really what people think of when you think Alien movies, but technically, it's an Alien movie. Yeah. And that's a really good movie.
One of the highest grossing.
Grossing? Is that a word?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced grossing.
Grossing movies of so far.
I think it's number one
number
of
one?
All time. Yeah. I totally thought that new Star Wars movie would beat it.
Yeah.
But it didn't. I think it's like three or four or something. Yeah.
I don't know how it, I mean, I liked it, but Avatar. I liked it, but I didn't think it deserved like number one.
Well, it's just because that was like the first one. They like advertised it a bunch, everyone got pumped, and then everyone said it was amazing, and then it was all like 3D, like you must see this in 3D, so mm-hmm. everyone saw it in 3D, which made the ticket prices go up.
Yeah.
So, and I know in like, if you go pure just people buying movie tickets, I know like all the top movies are like older ones because mm-hmm. tickets used to be cheaper.
Yeah.
But anyways, also another shout out, 2001 A Space Odyssey, just a classic. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember really liking it, and I'm sure I'd like it even more now.
Yeah, for me, it's District 9. I don't know, I saw it with my dad, and it was kind of on TV, and I was like, wow, this is really interesting. It's about how they find aliens kind of on the planet, and instead of like kind of getting together and like accepting them, they go put them in a district. And
is it called District 9?
Yeah, they segregate them off into like a little corner, and these aliens now live in like filth, and they're very poor, and
poor guys,
they're trying to get back home, but they can't because no one wants to help them. And
sounds like racism.
And then they revolt. It was really good. Yeah. And then Prometheus,
that's before
Aliens, but
I love Prometheus. Everyone crapped on that movie, but I thought it was great.
I did too. And they're making a new one.
Yeah, 2017 is the year it will come out. And I'm going to see that. Probably. I don't know about day one, but I'm going to see it.
I'll probably see it in the theater.
Yeah,
not in the theater. Day one, though.
I saw Prometheus in the theater the day it came out, and like my entire family was disappointed. And I was just like, what are you guys talking about? That was rad.
My parents were so disappointed, and I thought it was great.
Yeah, I think it's just because, like, for their time, like, Alien and Aliens were, like, so good, so mm-hmm. they're, like, really waiting to be like wowed, and then they were kind of just like, oh, that, I mean, it was good, but where's all the cool stuff? I don't know.
And then Super 8, that was another good movie.
Yeah, that movie, that's a good movie. It's a lot like Stranger Things.
Yeah, I think it might have influenced
For sure. Stranger Things is literally like Super 8 and like E.T. combined.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, all best Alien movies. All
right. Well, I think I gotta be real. I think that's it. That's it for this podcast. So, we'll see you later on the next episode of the Paraplegics podcast.